T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off. Today, we're joined by political scientist from Sonoma State University, Dr. David McEwen.
Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing to roll out policy proposals ahead of the May revised budget, today addressing homelessness in California. Despite an economic slowdown in the COVID pandemic, the state's coffers are flush, with some estimates showing more than $75 billion in additional dollars coming into the state. Professor, with the budget deadlines on the horizon and the economy reopening as the pandemic subsides, how do you see the budget surplus impacting state politics in the coming months?
Well, good afternoon, Jeff and Patty. And as we look at what has happened under these revised main numbers for the state budget, there are a number of things that the legislature might have as priorities around housing, homelessness, healthcare, education. But there also are looming deadlines, constitutional deadlines about moving the budget forward. There's the recall specter in the background. There's the general tenor of politics and what's happening in the state and how well the governor gets along with those who might want to push back on his priorities. So looking at all of that, thinking about these numbers, there are some high stakes in a short period of time, just as the legislature begins to look at really hard numbers around the budget with this boom to the economy that is substantial despite COVID and that economic slowdown. So today's guests can place some perspective on this and how the legislature might move forward as well.
We're going to bring him in now. We're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by State Senator John Laird. Senator, how have the numbers reported for the May revise affected budget negotiations and plans by the legislature and the Newsom administration for the next year?
Thanks, Patty. Great to be with you. I was budget chair in the last decade, and these numbers are like nothing we've ever seen, and they wouldn't even have been projected 3 or 4 months ago, and it looks like it's in the neighborhood of $75 billion, and if you take off the top what goes to the rainy day fund and what goes to K through 14 education from Proposition 98, it gets to between $35 and $40 billion. But those are just off the charts by any measure.
Senator, as a member of the California Senate, the Appropriations Committee, what considerations do you weigh for further funding of programs, for instance, in education, where you also play a role based on these revised May numbers?
Well, the Senate rolled out a plan a few weeks ago that was really, let's budget for impact. Let's try to make a fundamental change on major intractable problems that have been facing California. Debt-free college, a path to universal preschool, homelessness and housing, wildlife, wildfire prevention, drought protection, healthcare access, small business and nonprofits bounce back. And the governor's been ticking these off one by one as he's been dribbling out things that might be in his budget on Friday. He's already done drought protection. We did a wildlife prevention bond. He did homelessness, and he's talked about returning money to people in grants and those that need it most coming out of the pandemic. So I think it really allows us to make a fundamental difference in things that the state has been stuck on for decades.
I want to ask you a more broad question about the working relationship between the governor's office and state lawmakers. Do you feel that the governor is reaching out sufficiently to those of you in the Senate and Assembly?
Well, I'm sure that people in the Senate and Assembly always feel like he should be reaching out more, and governors feel like they really would like to do what they want to do on their own, and he's had a good run in the pandemic and being able to sort of take the leadership in doing it. So we have been having great conversations, and I think it's telling that we sort of laid out some of the directions we wanted to go, and those are generally where he has been going. And we still have some more to have, because we still have school reopening or whatever updates to that to talk about, and we still have yet to see the breadth of his revised budget. We're just seeing the big things that he's dribbling out, but I think since we've been talking about lots of smaller things, that's where the proof will be in the pudding. But I'm feeling like he's been listening and we've been listening in those conversations on those other issues.
You mentioned that some of the programs the governor has rolled out thus far could make a fundamental difference. Is there concern that the state is rolling in an unprecedented amount of cash, that these programs will need ongoing funding that might not be there in the future?
Well, some of this money is ongoing, but some of it is the reason why you try to do one-time things. So the drought package is one time. Some of the wildfire things are one time. Some of the investment in housing is one time. And you try to do those as part of it so that you don't build a major ongoing, and you try to stay in balance. Because I spent 8 years as a cabinet secretary for Governor Brown. I was there on the first day of his governorship when he had a $26 billion deficit. There was no rainy day fund, and now we have a huge rainy day fund. And he made sure that we were in balance for the first time in over a decade. And that is something we can't lose in this. So that will be one of the eyes we will have on this, is making sure a lot of this is one time, as well as doing the ongoing where it exists, so that we don't get back in a situation like we were in the last decade.
Senator, you sit on the Joint Legislative Committee on the budget. That committee will provide some idea of the costs related to a recall election. What do you expect those costs to be or entail, and what considerations to the recall have we not heard thus far?
I have read, and I haven't seen a detailed official report, but I have read that it's in the neighborhood of $300 million, and that is really significant in the scheme of elections and other things. But I think it's a foregone conclusion. If it qualifies, that's what we're spending. It would be nice if you look at some of these things that we roll out. $300 million could be a debt-free college for tens of thousands of students, or it could be some additional preschool, or it could be something to go to help with water bills for people during the pandemic that have been unable to meet their water bills. We could have what I would think would be a more productive use, but it's a foregone conclusion. It's in statute. If it gets the signatures, it qualifies. And so we will, as always, appropriate whatever is necessary for an election.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Our guest, State Senator John Laird. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.